Stan Freberg, Sarah Vaughan, Paul Robeson and Gratis Moncrief are just some of the artists I'll be playing in the next hour of the program. I'll introduce you to my singer of renown. Here's a singer, American singer from many years ago, Helen Kane.
I'm not one of the greedy kind. All of my wants are simple. I know what's on my mind. I'm not resting until I find what would make your eyes listen with joy. Now listen, big boy.
I Want to Be Loved by You, sung by Helen Kane, who apparently became known as the Boop Boop Doop Girl. Do you remember Stan Freberg? Today's the anniversary of his birth in 1926, and I can remember as a young fellow enjoying the parodies that he made of many recordings. Here's just one of them.
Out of the Mayo Clinic into the west with the speed of light and a cloud of dust, the lone psychiatrist rides again. Near the little town of Nervous, New Mexico, a masked man and an Indian press forward into the gathering twilight.
Hurry, pronto. Press forward into the gathering twilight.
Kimoslavi.
Gotta get to the Wonderland Ranch before midnight if I'm going to straighten out Grandpa Snyder.
What you gonna do?
A little psychoanalysis in Wonderland.
Ugh, lousy pun.
Watch yourself, Pronto. It's not too late to get Jeff Chandler.
Look. Stranger up ahead.
Yes, good. I'll ask directions. Whoa, big fellow. Whoa. Howdy, stranger.
Howdy, Dale. How come that you're wearing a mask, going to a party?
No, the reason
I... Yes, I dearly love parties.
No, the reason I wear it is so no one will know me.
At the party, you mean?
No, there is no party. Can you direct me to Grandpa Snyder's?
Grandpa Snyder's?
That's the party.
I thought you said there weren't no party.
There isn't, Grandpa Snyder. Which way?
Well, it's about two hoots and a holler down. How come that Indian's riding on a cow?
Well, where could you get a cab this time of night? Oh, big fellow. Oh, oh. Greetings. I am the lone psychiatrist. Are we headed right for Grandpa Snyder's?
Yep, dead ahead. Can't miss it. Going to the party, eh?
No, there is no party.
Say, how come that big white horse of yours cackles instead of whinnying?
He has a complex. He thinks he's a chicken.
Well, you're the lone psychiatrist. Why don't you straighten him out?
I would, but I need the eggs.
Look, Grandpa. Yonder comes a masked man riding a horse and a cow riding an Indian. Wonder why it's riding the Indian.
Well, where could you get a cab this time of night?
Howdy, folks. You must be Mrs. Snyder.
Speaking. And this is Grandpa.
He's the one I've come to see.
What for? To straighten me out?
Partly.
I thought you said there weren't no partly.
There weren't. I mean, boy.
Say, how come your mask has got a little bitty glass window in it?
Because on my lunch hour, I go skin diving.
I'll accept that.
Mr. Psychiatrist, about Grandpa, he thinks he's a Great Dane, and I can't tell him no different.
I see. How long have you been obsessed with this idea?
Ever since I was a pup.
We'll just lie down here on the couch.
Oh, she don't like me to get up on the couch. I'm supposed to stay in my basket.
That's nonsense. You're no more a dog than I am.
Here, have a bone.
Thanks, I'll bury it later. Now repeat after me. I am not a Great Dane.
I'm not a Great Dane.
I am Grandpa Snyder.
I am Grandpa Snyder. Hey, Ma, I'm well, I'm well.
Hi-yo, Leghorn! Away!
Oh, he's gone, and I wanted to thank him.
Who was that masked man, anyhow?
Beats me, but I'm well.
You are?
Sure. Feel my nose.
Well, the talents of Stan Freberg demonstrated beautifully in that recording of The Lone Psychiatrist.
Sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. this time it's love, my foolish heart.
My Foolish Heart, a composition of a songwriter and orchestra leader who made a wonderful contribution to popular music in the 20th century. 22 of the songs that he wrote were nominated for Academy Awards, including the one that you just heard in 1949. I'm referring to Victor Young, and he collaborated with Ned Washington, the lyric writer, to write My Foolish Heart, and that recording by Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra with a vocal by Sandy Evans reached the top of the Australian hit parades in 1950. 10 years later, something notable happened at the Tivoli Theatre in Melbourne. The Merry Widow was one of the most admired operettas for which music had been written by Franz Lehár, and a new version of The Merry Widow was introduced at the Tivoli Theatre in Melbourne in 1960. The star of the show was June Bronhill. Here she is.
Wish we didn't sigh so.
Love us more than love, let me.
Here she is with another song from The Merry Widow.
Unspoken faith, unbroken all life through. Strings are playing, hear them sing, love me true.
With love and I.
June Bronhill and Jeremy Bett sang Love Unspoken, also known as the Merry Widow Waltz. The Ferryboat Serenade, sung by the King Sisters. Earlier in the program, I played a composition of the Cuban songwriter Ernesto Luquano, CCC. Oh, here's another song which was written, or at least the music, composed by Ernesto Luquano.
I can hear the music of the song of love I sang with you. You are always in my heart, and when skies above are gray, I remember that you care. And then and there the sun breaks through. Just before I go to sleep, there's a rendezvous I keep, and the dream I always meet helps me forget we're far apart. I don't know exactly when, dear, but I'm sure we'll meet again, dear. And my darling, till we do, you are always in my heart.
Always in My Heart. Music by Ernesto Laquana. Lyrics by Kim Gannon. Recording by Glenn Miller's Orchestra with the vocalist Ray Eberly in 1942. I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. And I've had the habit for the last few months of introducing a singer of renown at about this time of the program, remembering the ABC radio program from decades ago called Singers of Renown, which was introduced by John Carger. And in this part of my program, I play a recording by a vocalist whom I would not normally play, or if so, would be very rare. And today it's a Polish tenor, Jan Kepura. He was born in 1902 in Poland. He made lots of movies, some for Poland in the 20s and 30s, and then others in other countries, up to the 1950s. He sang at the Metropolitan Opera in New York from 1938 to 42. He had great success with concerts and other performances until 1961, and they were in Europe and also in the USA. Jan Kepura will sing La Danza.
Mamma mia, si salterà, bringo, 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 mamma mia. ci salterà. Brengo, 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 mamma mia ci salterà. La 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 la.
Jan Capura, my singer of renown, lad dancer. When Al Jolson starred in the feature film The Jazz Singer in the late 1920s, he made history because it was the first feature film in which it was billed as a talkie, but it wasn't really a talkie. He just sang a few songs. There wasn't other dialogue in the film. But a few years later, Jolson made his first all-talkie film called Say It With Songs, and a new song. He sang some of his standards, which had been popular before, but a new song written for that film for Jolson to sing was I'm in Seventh Heaven.
Feel the way my heart keeps thumping. Notice how my two eyes shine. See the way my feet keep jumping, jumping with joy. I'm some lucky boy. I'm in the seventh heaven. It's easy to guess. My baby said yes. I know I've just thrown a great big seven. For she is the prize. What lips and what eyes. She knows that I've got all the stuff, got all the things. She thinks that I'm angel enough without the wings. And that's why I'm in the seventh heaven, heaven, having a heck of a time.
And accompanied by the Vitaphone Orchestra, I'm in the Seventh Heaven. And why would he not have been in the Seventh Heaven? Because his fee for appearing in the film Say It With Songs in the early 1930s was $500,000. That was a lot of money. Even is today, but in 90 years ago, wow.
I found two eyes. into arms a little bit true. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. I cry for you. Now it's your
Sarah Vaughan, I Cried For You, written by Abe Lyman and Gus Heinemann, Arne Heimbrother, and Arthur Freed back in 1923. Gee whiz, it's about 44 years ago, August of 1979, that I made my first broadcast onto MCFM with Roger Ward and assistance from Rob Connor. I presented a series of 30-minute programs on Bing Crosby. So, indulge me, please, when I play another Crosby recording right now. This time, it's one with the Andrews Sisters.
Three gay caballeros, they say we are birds of a feather. We're happy amigos, no matter where he goes. The one, two, and three goes, we're always together.
We're three happy chappies with snappy serapes. You'll find us beneath our sombreros. We're brave and we'll say so. We're bright as a peso. Who says so?
We say so.
The three caballeros. Oh, we have the stars to guide us.
Ha, 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 ha.
Guitars here beside
ha, 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 ha.
Us to play as we go. We sing and we samba, we shout, ay caramba.
What means ay caramba?
Oh, yes, I don't know.
Oh, boom, 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 boom. Through fair and stormy weather, we stand close together, like books on a shelf. Good pals though we may be, when some Latin baby says yes,
no,
or maybe.
Each man is for himself. Stars here beside us to play as we go. We sing and we samba, we shout, ay caramba.
What means ay caramba?
Oh, yes, it means I don't know.
Three Caballeros. Oh, that was the title song of a Walt Disney animated film. It was written by the Mexican composer Manuel Esperon with English lyrics by Ray Gilbert and recorded in 1944 by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters with Vic Schoen's orchestra. Here's a delightful recording from 1929.
I've just been here through Paris from the sunny southern shore. I'd the Monte Carlo wind just to raise me wind and rent. Dame Fortune smiled upon me as she never smiled before, and I've now just lots of money, I'm a gent. Yes, I've now just lots of rhino, I'm a gent. As I walked along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air, could hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. You could hear them sigh and wish that I could see them wink with the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. As I walked along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air, could hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. Hear them sigh and wish to die and see them wink the other eye at the man who wrote the bank at Monte Carlo. I stay indoors till after lunch and then me daily walk to the great triumphal arch, each one grand triumphal march. Observe each observer with the keenness of a hawk. I'm a mass of money, linen, silk and starch. I'm a mass of money, linen, silk and starch. Ho, 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 ho. As I walked along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air, could hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. You could hear them sigh and wish that I would see them wink to the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. As I walked along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air, could hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. Hear them sigh and wish that I would see them wink to the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. I patronized the tables at the Monte Carlo Hill till they hadn't got a sou for a Christian or a Jew. I then flew off to Paris for the charms of Mademoiselle, who's the darling of my heart, what can I do? When with 20 tongues she swears that she grew. As I walked along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air, could hear the girl glare, must be a millionaire. Could hear them sigh and wish that I would see them wink to the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. As I walked along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air, could hear the girl glare, must be a millionaire. Hear them sigh and wish that I would see them wink to the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo.
The man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo, written by Fred Gilbert in 1892, sung by Charles Coburn, the British singer, in 1929.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are fools like me, but only God can make.
Trees, sung, of course, by Paul Robeson. Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, written by Wolf Gilbert and Nat Shilkret for a 1928 motion picture, Lilac Time, sung by Gladys Moncrief.
You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then it's no. When you say, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on the fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. Then you promise to return, when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. Thank you.
don't. Then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then it's no. When you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on the fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. Then you promise to return, when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it.
Undecided, music by Charlie Shavers, lyrics Sidney Robin. It was sung by Fiona Thorne with Ted White's big band in that recording from Melbourne in 1997.
Tell me a story, tell me a story, remember what you said. You promised me, you said you would, you got to give in, so I'll be good. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Oh, worry, worry, weary ends my day. Comes the time to go home without my raise and pay. Home by the fire where a man can just relax. Slippers there by the chair, not a worry, not a care. Along comes Junior swinging his little axe.
Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story, remember what you said. Tell me about the bird and bees, how do you make a chicken sneeze? Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Came home so late one evening last July. Played a little poker, the time had passed me by. Shoes in my hand and my darling wife in bed. Up the stairs saying a prayer, then a voice comes through the air.
Hiya there, Daddy, remember what you said. Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story, remember what you said. Tell me how your eye got black because the doorway hit your back. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Once upon a time, I remember long ago.
Don't go back in history, your memory's kind of slow.
Stop your noisy talking till I finish with my tale. Once upon...
Upon a what?
Upon your back, you'll get a swat.
Tell me about the fish you caught that's bigger than a whale. Tell me a story. You promised me, you said you would. You got to give in, so I'll be good.
Here's a tale you'll never forget.
Ouch, my tail's all red.
And now get up to bed.
Come on, Daddy, tell me a story.
Jimmy Baird wanted... Jimmy Boyd wanted Frankie Lai to tell him a story in 1953.